Our text this morning, to begin with, is in Romans chapter 11. We read this morning the statement of the Apostle Paul after the explanation, the fact that the apostasy of the Jews will bring in the faith and salvation of the Gentiles, and the apostasy of the Gentiles will eventually bring in the reviving and the faith of Israel. And he makes this conclusion in verse 33 of chapter 11. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. His ways are past finding out. In conclusion, the Apostle Paul makes is, I can't figure this out. When my mind is unable to comprehend the ways of God and how he works, there's one conclusion. Now it's time to worship God. It's time to worship the one who is greater than us all. You know, we live in a day in which it seems that we have increase of atheism. And we have seemingly an increase in atheism among intelligent people. The statistics say that the higher educational degree a person has, the more likely that person would be an atheist. If you have done much soul winning, sometimes it appears that if you meet somebody that every week reads 10 books from the library, they're a pretty good candidate to be an atheist. Don't want to have anything to do with God or religion. Now, I guess there's a couple ways to look at that. Sometimes these people that they read the wrong kind of books. They read a lot of the wrong kind of books. And their conclusion of reading all of these wrong kind of books is that they think they know all the answers. And the result is they don't need God. But on the other hand, we've come to a place of humanism that is really the God of our day, that man is the center of everything. And man's mind is the center of everything. And because man can't figure out God, he decides there is none. There is no God. But, you know, really, those are the exact wrong conclusions to come of these things. His judgments and his ways are past finding out. In other words, you can never find it out. You and I are just human beings. Turn with me to Job chapter 11. And we have three simple points today to our message. The first point is that God himself is past finding out. God himself is past finding out. Job chapter 11 and verse 7. Canst thou by searching find out God? Answer is no. Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? No. God is past finding out. You can never discover God. All there is to know about God, you can never comprehend God. He is past finding out. The prophet talks about the futility of people making idols. And somehow, trying to make an image that would be a likeness of God's. Turn to Isaiah chapter 45. Actually, this is not the verse. They make idols, and the Lord says, to whom will you liken me? Well, man doesn't know how to go. What to compare God to? Because he doesn't know God. And God can't be found out. And to make an idol is, in one sense of the word, a tremendous vanity. Because God cannot be found out. Now, someone has said that if you could comprehend God, then you would be bigger than God. Now, you know, that's a fair analysis. Someone, I was conversing with someone and we were talking about, a particular subject. And, I just said, you know, that's above me. That's above my comprehension. Now, I remember when I was a freshman in university, they had, they started doing computer programming. This was 1968. And you know, you had this stack of cards about this big that, you were, you know, supposed to fill out and do from, I was struggling with that. And a friend of mine, he said, oh, that's no problem. Yeah, that's not a problem at all. And, you know, I realized something. I realized that he was a lot smarter than me. He's a lot smarter than me. I couldn't figure it out. It was way above me. He's a lot smarter than me. Well, the man that can figure out God, that can comprehend God, well, that's a pretty big man. You know, there's so many things in life. Figure it out. Well, if you can figure it out, you're a big man. Now, Nicole Drew put together this this Jonah thing. And I thought, whew, I'm not going to even try to think this. Think about this, how you write that music and all that stuff. I'm not going to even think about it. I can't comprehend that. That's above me. Well, there's a limit. Man is just a mere little being to think that man could try to figure out God. His ways are past finding out. That is a very important thing. And we live in a day in which it seems that there's a generation that has begun to worship their mind. And everything is dependent on how they can figure things out. Just figuring everything out. And they, you know, I say about John Calvin, he wrote his Calvin's Institutes at 25 years of age, spent most of his life in the darkness of false religion. And then at 25, he's supposed to be able to write this infallible Institutes of religion. I say no. No, I won't accept that. I will not accept that. And I think that's one of the problems with a lot of theology today. It's all about people trying to figure something out that is bigger than them. I had a friend of mine, good preacher friend, and at 25 years old, he's a brilliant man. And I come to realize there's a lot of brilliant people in this world, a lot more brilliant than I am. And at 25 years old, he'd been saved now for about 3 or 4 years. And he told me how he... had read all of Calvin's works and Calvin's Institute of Christian Religion and et cetera at 25. And he was fast becoming a Calvinist in all of this. And his pastor came alongside of him and said, you know what? You got a choice to make in life. Either you're going to just believe the Bible, or you're going to go down this path of trying to figure it all out. And he made a decision. He decided, I'm just going to believe the Bible. You know, simple faith in what the Bible says solves a lot of problems. The Bible says that God's not willing that any should perish. The Bible says that he would have all men to be saved. Well, you know what? That just eliminates all sorts of theology. Just by believing what the Bible says. Don't try to figure it out. There has to be simple belief in faith in what God says. And stop trying to figure something out that you're never going to figure out. God himself is past finding out. You know, if you would think, okay, let's go to the next point. The works of God are past finding out. Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5 verse 9, speaking about God, I would seek unto God, and unto the God would I commit my cause, which doeth great things and unsearchable. There we have. Marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the fields, to set up on high those that be low and those which mourn may be exalted to safety, etc., etc. He talks about the works of the Lord. Chapter 9 and verse 10. It says about God, beginning with verse 5, which removeth the mountains, and they know not, which overturneth him in his anger, which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble, which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars, which alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, which maketh Arcturus, Orion, and Pleiades, and the chambers of the south, which doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number, which doeth great things past finding out. Someone says, I don't know if I believe in God. I says, look at the moon. Where'd that come from? How did it get there? It's just a little speck in the universe. But it has it spins on its axis. It has a rotation around the earth. It is vital to the seasons and the climate of the earth, not CO2, the sun and the moon are the main ingredients as to our climate. How did it get there? Ask somebody, how did it get there? Well, if they have a foolish answer, they say, well, Big Bang. Well, that's about as foolish as you can get. If they're a little bit smarter than that, they say, I have no idea. That's right. You have no idea. And then it talks about the constellations. And you know, here's the oldest written book in the Bible, Job, and talking about the constellations. And these constellations are amazing. These constellations have bright stars and less bright stars. And these constellations, these stars are light years apart. Light years apart in the universe. And yet, they've been there from the beginning. And they're still there. And they're never going to change. How'd they get there? God put them there. How do you do it? I don't know. There's no way you can figure that out. But you know, if you try to figure it out, you'll find out that you can't figure it out. And if you worship your mind and you're proud, you'll say, well, it couldn't have been God. I can't figure out how God could do that. Therefore, there is no God. The way the works of God are past finding out. Here we have this little earth just hanging in the universe. I mean, just hanging in their universe. And it's in the midst of a universe that's hanging on nothing. It's just there. The ways of God are past finding, the works of God are past finding out. Now, likewise, the ways of God are past finding out. The ways of God are past finding out. Hopefully I copied this verse, the reference, right? Isaiah 55. It's a great context. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. How does God work all things together for good? How does God fulfill his plans and his purposes? How does he do it? His ways are past finding out. No, again, a practical way. Those who try to figure out how God works, they become the loser. You can't figure out how God works. You try to figure out what God's doing? That's the wrong question. Try to figure out God. His ways are past finding out. His ways are far above our ways. Our little finite little mind cannot come close to comprehending the ways of God. Now mix in with that some darkness and some sin and some pride, and now you and I are really out to lunch. His ways are past finding out. Paul, in Romans 11, he said, I can't figure it out. It's so much higher than I. Now it's time to worship God. Now is time to bow down before God. Now is time to adore him. Because his ways are higher than my ways. He is God. I am but man. His ways, his methods are past finding out. You know, the best thing to do, rather than try to figure out all of this stuff, the best thing to do is to obey God. The best thing to do is just to obey God. Just take the word of God and find out what it says and obey it. Don't try to figure it out. Because you'll mess it all up at best. You know, his salvation is past finding out. Let's look at a couple verses. Ephesians chapter 3. What a great verse. Here's a great verse. A couple of them in this chapter. Unto me, who am least than the least of all the saints, who is this rich given, grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. There we go. Here's the same phrase. Unsearchable riches of Christ. Gives us a little example of that, verse 18 and 19. That she may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ. What does it say? Which passeth knowledge. The love of Christ cannot be comprehended by man. There is no way that we can ever comprehend the love of God, of sending Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, to take on human flesh, to die on Calvary's cross, to be separated from the Father, to bear our sins. His love for you and I is passeth knowledge. As you know, you just think about this. It's kind of like, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. It's such a statement that's so far beyond our comprehension. And here's puny little man says, oh, no big deal. Oh, I know that. That's the verse they have at the football games. As though it's some kind of trite statement. The unsearchable riches of Christ. I was thinking about some of these things. You know, Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul, whether was in paradise in spirit or in vision, it's interesting his response to that. He says in 2 Corinthians 12:4, how that he was caught up into paradise and he heard unspeakable words. Quite a statement. Which is not lawful for a man to utter. Unspeakable words. As a description of what he saw and heard in heaven. Unspeakable. You know, what do we know? What do we know about heaven? Well, the streets are lined with gold. The most common thing is beyond our comprehension. Think of how his forgiveness is past finding out. Psalm 103. Verse 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west. That's how great his forgiveness is. His forgiveness is past finding out. 1 Peter chapter 1 uses this thought of just some of the things of salvation. 1 Peter chapter 1. And verse 8. Whom have ye not seen, ye love? In whom, though ye now see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, the Bible also talks about the fact that the believer, when they trust God, that the peace of God that passeth understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. All these examples of the unsearchable riches of Christ, joy unspeakable, heaven, unspeakable world, forgiveness, past finding out. Romans chapter 8 gives us another little insight into heaven. Romans chapter 8. Verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Wow, what a statement. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. His salvation and the riches of his salvation are past finding out, unsearchable riches in Jesus Christ. Now, a contrary thought. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, in verse 3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? The unsearchable riches in Christ. Forgiveness that's past finding out. The love of God that passeth knowledge, the love of God in Christ Jesus, all the great riches of salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? How shall we escape? Hard to comprehend even that thought. How shall we escape to neglect such a great salvation that is beyond our comprehension? In closing, I'd like to just read these two applications by a preacher of old. He says, now, if such a gospel as this be preached to you, and if there's offered unto you a Christ so full of saving power and love that the fullness thereof is past finding out, then do you think that there is something else past finding out if you reject it? Do you say, I do not quite follow you, preacher? What do you mean? If you reject Christ, who is in his saving power is past finding out, then do you think that there is something attaching to you which is also past finding out? I will tell you what it is. I mean your responsibility. For listen, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? That is a question which has never yet been answered. And it never will be. And God himself cannot answer it. It is past finding out. The responsibility of the sinner who rejects such a Christ and such a salvation is past all discovery. And then another application. Oh, come and cast yourself down at the feet of the adorable Lord, the high, the holy, the lofty one, the eternal I am, who in his being and in his works and in his ways is past finding out. Go, see God in Christ. Behold the one who is past finding out, hanging in sweat of blood upon the cross. He is there for sinners like you. Oh, here is love past finding out. Here is grace past finding out. Go cast yourself on him, believe in him, and you shall be saved. And you shall go away saying, Hallelujah, I have found the Savior, and oh, he is past finding out. Hallelujah. I have found a peace that is past finding out. Glory be to God, a joy has come to my soul which is unspeakable. It too is past finding out. Hallelujah. Just a little way ahead I see, through the gloom and mist, an open door into the glory. I hear the music of the redeemed coming through it. I hear my Savior's voice saying, a little while, and you shall enter here, and you shall find that these glories through all ages are past finding out. God grant that it may be so with all of us. His ways are past finding out. God is past finding out. About time that man admits and recognizes that he is a feeble little being, a limited mind, limited ability to comprehend the God of heaven and earth, the God, the Creator. And man in humility needs to submit to that God. Man, in his humility, must quit trying to figure things out. Teenager, quit trying to figure out your life. Give your life to God. Submit to him. Allow his purposes to be filled in your life. Worship him. Don't go your own way. Don't try to figure it out. What comes in life, don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it out. God is good. God is great. His ways are past finding out. Don't argue with God. Don't try to fight God. Don't try to plan God. Don't respond in unbelief and in darkness. Let God be God in your life. Let Him be God. Don't fight the great God. You're fighting the greatest blessings of life in itself. Yes, worship God. Man must come to the place where it's time to worship God. Adore Him for who He is, what He has revealed of Himself. Yes, God, the ways of God are past finding out. You know, we live in a day of everybody's trying to figure out. You know, it's just so obvious that that's the way it goes today. You visit, go door to door, and you knock on somebody's door, and or you meet somebody or whatever on a spiritual basis, and you know what? They're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure it out. I've noticed this so many times, this is crude, but you knock on a door, a man and woman living together, not married, and the person at the door is interested in what you're saying about God. And you can almost see invisibly the man or the woman on the other room thinking, I don't want them talking about God. I don't want my friend to be talking about God. I don't want them to be thinking about God because that means my arrangement is going to be ended. They got it all figured out, but they have nothing figured out. Someone comes in contact with the gospel and they're trying to figure it out. Oh, what is this going to cost me? What am I going to have to give up? What kind of sin do I have to forsake? What kind of lovely sin that I love would I have to give up? Trying to figure it out. Now, that's not the right response. Those who are trying to figure it out, they can't figure out life. And they can't figure out God. God's revealed it in this book. This is the path for you and I. And it is a perfect path. It is the right path. It is a path of blessing. It's the path of life. The Lord says, choose you this day who you will serve. Choose life. Choose my ways. Choose Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Lord, we're faced with the humanness that every one of us are limited to. A mind that is limited in its comprehension of the divine being. Limited in its comprehension. We can look at a smallest cell and be amazed at the complexity of the smallest part of life. We can't figure it out, Lord, because You're so much greater than us. Might we, Lord, instead of trying to figure out life, might we believe You. Might we believe Your word. Might we obey Your word. Deliver that soul today that's worshiping their mind and their intellect, that has taken them off the right path. For they will never figure You out. We thank you, you've given us your word that we are to believe and to live by and to trust you in all the ways of life and to know that the Lord God is good. And he is a good shepherd. And we can put our trust in you. With heads bowed and eyes closed, maybe even here today. The Spirit of God is speaking to you that you're trying to figure out salvation. You're trying to jockey in your mind this and that. The riches of Christ are unsearchable. His love is beyond knowledge. The greatness of God's love for you is incomprehensible to all of us in one great sense of the word. We must come to grips with the fact that we're sinners, stop trying to figure it out, and to come to the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Perhaps you're here today and God is speaking to your heart, saying, yes, I have to stop trying to figure this out. I need to just submit and turn to Christ. Pray for me. I need to be saved. Anyone here today, God is speaking to your heart about your need to come to Jesus Christ. Amen. Perhaps you're here today and you've gotten caught up in this human fault of trying to figure it out when it's time to trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And maybe the pathway of life is being marred by you trying to figure it out rather than submitting and surrendering your life to God. And God is speaking to you today. And there's a special need in your life the Lord has put upon your soul. Say, Pastor, pray for me. God is speaking to my heart today about trusting him, believing him, leaning upon him, following and just taking his word at face truth and making that important decision that I need to make in that regard. Anyone here today, God has spoken to your heart about that. Okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyone else? God is speaking to your heart. Don't try to figure it out. There's times when it's time just to trust God and obey. Anyone else, God has spoken to your heart today. Lord, thank you today that we can take a moment and meditate on how great you are, how high above you are, incomprehensible, that you would love us. Pray for these important decisions. Been indicated. Lord, you see down from heaven, you know. Might, Lord, each heart just surrender to you to allow you to work and have your way in their life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.